As we're going to work into the last angle of the sugya, the final maskana of the sugya, which has a lot of gilu yusaydis in summing up what we learned. As the Gemara asks, Koshale labaya, lamandiyama ishe mishum chitzoi, taman be'esh depater rachmana, hechi mishkachasa. The Gemara asks the question that the fila mandiyama of ishe mishum chitzoi, as how do you have a p'tur taman? Each mazik has its ilchoseyem, its p'turim, and the chiddush of Eish is that it's pater on taman. If you demand the yama, yishem yishem chitzai, how could you have a p'tur taman? It's our gbir. The Torah says there's a p'tur taman. What's the problem? Even if you all yishem yishem chitzai, but the Torah writes lahedya, there's a p'tur taman. As the Rishonim atoreach lahasbir, why for some reason if Yishem Yishem Chitzoi, Eish can't have a p'tur of Tamon. As the first Mahalach is Rashi's Mahalach, Rashi says there's a ribui by Adam HaMazik of Petza Tachas Potza Lechayiv Es HaShoyge Kemezid Va'oynis Kerotzen. What's the reason why the Torah patted you on Tamun? Tamun means things that are hidden, you don't see them, because you're an oynis. You didn't know it was there. As a mela, therefore, freg de gemara, if ishay misham chitzai, as it's a adam hamazik, by adam hamazik, there's a ribui of petza tachas potza, that you're chayiv even on the oynis. As over here, you should be chayiv even on the oynis, even if it's tamon. As koidim called, Rashi is a big chiddush. The Torah says there's a p'tur tamon, and it doesn't say a hezber. Why? Rashi learns there's a reason why, because you're an oynis. What's the makor of Rashi? You can bring a very nice makor from the Mishnah on Samach Aleph. The Mishnah says if you burn down a house, you can't say, well, okay, everything in the house is taman, as all his fancy begadim, all his fancy pictures, all his living room, whatever, furniture, that's it, I'm potter, it's all taman. No, whatever is darkoi to be in the bias, there's no p'tur of taman. Why? It was taman, it was hidden. Abelefi Rashi, taman is a p'turoinis. But when you burn down a house, you know there's going to be a lot of nice things in the house. Depends where the house is, what neighborhood, but you know there's going to be good tzachim in there. As you're not an oynis. Oh. As thus is, that's a makor to Rashi. Oh. In this Rashi, you see a chiddush, which is a key point in the mazik of Ishay Mishum Chitzoi. Yeshe Ratzu Loimar, in the mazik of Ishay Mishum Chitzoi, that it's a whole new mazik. And the Shita asks a question on the Mishnah. It says Adam HaMazik, and it says Eish. According to the Mandam Ishay Mishum Chitzoi, why is it a Av Bifnei Atzmai? Some people went very far to say, even according to the Mandam of Ishay Mishum Chitzoi, it's not Mamish and Adam HaMazik, it's really an Eish, and that's why it's a Av Bifnei Atzmai. Over here in Rashi, we see the dinim, petza tachas potza, that's a gzeres akosev by Adam HaMazik, apply to chitzyai also. In the Hemshik of the Gemara, we see when Adam is mazik, he's chayiv, when he's choyvel in a person, besides paying nezek, he pays four more things, ripui, sheves, boishes, deductibles, he was bottled from work, he pays him back. By Ishay Mishum Chitzoi, those dinim that are dinim only in Adam, you have my Ishay Mishum Chitzoi also. As Muchach in the Gemara and in Rashi, Ishay Mishum Chitzoi has dine Adam legamri. Don't get carried away. Why is it a Av Bifnei Atzmai? As over here is a very interesting Nakuda. What defines if something is a av bifnei atzmai or not? That's totally in its tchunos, in its characteristics. What about it? As in that, eish is different than the standard adam hamazik. The standard adam hamazik, you hit someone, it's just adam. There's nothing else involved. By eish, there's an eish involved. As nowadays, we call it a hybrid. You know, it's those cars with gas and electric, it's a hybrid. It's not just a raw Adam, it's a hybrid. As it's an avifnei atzmai. Abedinim, its dinim is ke Adam mamish. That's the Xeris HaKosiv, that it has dinei Adam, l'chol davar, petzeh tachas potzeh, everything. Okay, so that's an important hadgasha in Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Frekt, the Tosis Rosh, and the Rabbeinu Peretz on Rashi, oh, Tamin is an Einis, as Yeshur should be Potter on Tamin too. If Tamin is a regular Einis, as then all the Mazikim should have a Ptur of Tamin. And we know not that way. Only by Eish there's a Ptur of Tamin. If it's a regular Einis, as everything should have that Ptur, as Regnery Shainim on Rashi. As what's the Yishuv for Rashi? As you could say, there are levels of oinus. There's certain oinsin, which is oinus of lenara leisasa dovah. You're mamish an oinus. Over here, you're not mamish an oinus. You were not supposed to be burning down this thing. Okay, you didn't realize what was inside, but you're not an oinus gomor. You're not an oinus of lenara leisasa dovah. Your pshi is not so great, but you're not an oinus mamish. As it's a gzeiris akosiv only by Eish. The Torah let you with this lower level of Pshia. It's a gzeiris akosiv, but all over, by other mazikim, the Torah did not leave this loophole. As it's not Einis Gomer, it's a loophole of an Einis. It's a stretch. As only where there's a gzeiris akosiv, it's potter, and not all over. That's what you have to say, Bidas Rashi. How do the Rishonim learn? The Rishonim learn, what's Rashi giving Taimei Dekra? Tamon, it's Xeris HaKosev. So what's Rashi giving Taimei Dekra, making up new reasons? The Taimei says, Tamon is Potter. As this Machlekes is a Machlekes that you find also on Hamid Beis by Bor. Bor is Potter by Adam. Rashi on Hamid Beis explains, because people look where they're going. If a person falls into a bar, he should have been more careful. As you're not such a pesheya. And Tosis over there argues on Rashi. And says it's like Ptur Talmud. It's Tam Xeris HaKosev. As it seems like we have it Tzad HaShava in the Rishonim. When the Torah is saying a Ptur, do we look for reasons? Or do we say, no, it's a Xeris HaKosev. Do we become Sefer HaChinuch? And we come give Taimei Akra, or no, it's a Xeris HaKosev. Don't come, don't give reasons. That's a Machlekes. You say this digger Machlekes. As that's the Rashi's Mahalach. As how does Tosfos, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Tosfos Rosh learn the Gemara? As Talmud is not Mishum Oinis, so why Isha Mishum Chitzai can't you have a Ptur of Talmud? Zokt. Tosis, because we don't find any pturim by Adam HaMazik. We find the ptur Tamon by Eish. We find the ptur Rishus Arabim by Shane Veregel. We find a ptur Adam by Bar. But by Adam, the Torah doesn't write any pturim. It's not Mestaba. There should be a ptur Tamon by Adam HaMazik. That's how Tosis explains it. Mitzarech Bir, why is Adam different? Why doesn't Adam have Turim? As Tosis did find a nice common denominator. All the Turim are by Mamon HaMazik, not by Adam. Why? As the Tosis HaRosh explains it, like a little balabatish, Adam is the most chamedik HaMazik. It's the person himself. When your property damages, it's much more kal. You didn't do the hezek. It's your property that's damaging. Numani in Goyish laws, there's no such thing, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, as your property damages that you're mechuyev to pay. In the whole world, there isn't such a thing besides. That's Das Torah, that it was Oymed. It's a chiddush of the Torah. As it's a more kaldik amazik, because it's your property that damaged, it's not you. As being that it's more kal, we'll give kulis. Because anyway, it's a more kaldik amazik. That's the. That's the Hezber of the Tosis Rosh. Reb Chaim Shloima Leibovitz brings from his father, Reb Ber, that he touched it up with a lomdish zog, a rabbeinu bezog. What's shot in Tosfos that there's no p'tur in Adam Hamazik? He says, what's the gedder of all the p'turim? The machayev of Baba Kama is, why am I machayev what my money did? What does it have to do to me? Because the Torah was machayev you to watch your money. As the Torah is machayev you to watch your money, as therefore if it's mazik, you're achroi. Because you're achroi to watch your money, it shouldn't be mazik. As the chiyev mamin is a pol yaitze from the chiyev shmira. Oh. But that's only by mamin hamazik. By Adam HaMazik, why you chayev? Because you're supposed to watch yourself? No. Because you did something wrong. You did something. As when your mice is machayev you, there's no exceptions to the rule. But the Torah patted you from watching your money in certain situations. The Torah says, don't watch your shor and rishus harabim. It's going to go there. It's going to be mazik. We understand. You don't have to watch your bar from people. It usually doesn't happen. All the pturim are pturim in shmira, and therefore from the tashlumit. Masha'en came by the ptur of Masha'en came by Adam. You did something. Your achra, you did something. We don't give you any loopholes. You did it, you pay for it. That's the Hezber of Rabbi Ber in the Klal of Texas. It's a big yisur. Huh?
In Shmir, only if Mom is in Shmir, what about if Mom is in Xavier, that you chayiv on all your
I mean, Rabbi Ber is learning all Mom is in Shmir, and that's the first Mishnah, Shmir son Alecha, therefore you chayiv. That's Rabbi Ber's Baba Kama. Yeah, not everyone holds that book. But that's how Rabbi Ber learned. Okay. Those are the two pshatim. We had two pshatim. Why isn't it shayech up to a tam and if yishay mishum chitzay? Rashi, because Adam is chayev ba'oynis. Tosfos, Adam doesn't have pturim. The goyim in his pirish in Shulchan Aruch has a einfal, kedarka shel goyim, an eluya shecha. He brings a gemara later on. The only ptur of tamun is when you light in your back. And it goes ahead and it's mazik, then you have a p'tur tamun. But when you light it in your friend's backyard, and then it burns down his stuff, you chayiv midin tamun. There's no p'tur of tamun. Zog the goyin, if you hold ishoy mishum chitzyoy, as your maise is, Ki'ilu, you sent it, and everything that it's doing, you're doing. As you're a madlik, betoy shel chaveroi. Bishleim, if you hold ishay mishum amaynai, as I lit it in my backyard. The wind came, the wind brought it. It has nothing to do with me. But if you hold ishay mishum chitzay, what the wind's doing is ki'ilu, I did it. As it's ki'ilu, I lit it in his backyard. L'chayra, this guy is tali on the chakira we saw over and over from Rabbi Ber and Rabbi Chaim. Is he an oise, v'choizer, v'oise, or is it the maisa hadlaka? If you learn it's the maisa hadlaka was not in his backyard. But if you learn you're an oise, v'choizer, v'oise, as then, the going is right. You're being matlik b'toy shel chaveira. I'm constantly doing. I did it b'toy shel chaveira.
It's coming from your initial.
Therefore.
So let's say if it started in your backyard, then it's not like.
Oh, that's 1 second. Oh. Yesterday, there was someone that came over from the Yarche Kalo, and he wanted to say an interesting nafkamina if you hold oisa v'choisa v'oisa. He said, oid ma'at is Chanukah. And he wants to know if you light a candle, lamayla me, and the candle's a tall candle, lamayla me eser mama, as you're not yoitze. But if you're an oisa v'choisa v'oisa, when the candle goes down, as it's kilo, you lit it, lamata me eserim, and maybe you should make a bracha then. Very creative, but not sure. Okay. Rav Nochum tying it on the goyim. What's the difference if, when you light it, Why when you light b'toshel chaveroi, why are you chayiv in a tamun? What's the hezber in this klal? Zokrev Nochum, lule divrei the goyim, he would have learned the reason for it is because you're a pesheya. What are you going into Pliny's backyard and lighting a fire? We're not giving you any turim here. You light in your backyard, you know, there was accident, the wind came, it took it, not real accident, but you know, okay. You went in, what are you lighting a fire in Pliny's backyard? You're responsible for everything it does. As Rav Nochum said, even in Mondis, you're an oisev, a choisev, a oisev. But the pshia was in the hadlaka, and that was in your backyard. As the Rav Nochum said, that's why the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos didn't learn like this einfall of the goyim. Okay, as that's the first chelik of the sugya of Chama. The sugya continues, and the sugya says, so where is the p'tur of Tamun? Kol yaloi chitza. If yechitzim, stop. And it continues, and it's chayiv midin mamon, as now you'll have the p'tur of Tamun. As what's the tzir of kol yaloi chitza? Azog de Gemara, kigoin shenofla deika lo'eisei chotzer, a fire fell in your chotzer, v'nofla geder shaloi machmas tleika, the wall, the gate of your backyard fell down, v'holchoved lika. Because when you lit it, there was a wall there, there was a geder there. It was ishei mishim chitzai in your backyard maybe, but the chet stops by the geder. Now the gate fell down and the fire continued. As that's a esh mishum momen, not mishum chitzai, there you'll have the p'tur of Tamun. That's what the Gemara says. As we spoke a lot about, do you need a hadlaka, a havara to be chayiv mishum isha, mishum chitzai? Do you need a hadlaka and havara to be machayiv mishum isha, mishum amayna? As on the last day, we're going to put it all together. Freg the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, Ishay Mishum Chitzay is only when you're madlikit. You did a maisa. As the Torah was machshiv, the rest, ki'ilu, you did it. Above here, we're talking about nafla tleika. We're talking about a fire that fell in your backyard. It doesn't say hidlika ish. It says nafla tleika. It fell. As why do you need the gate there to make it kol yaloi chitzai, even if there's no gate? There's no way this is your chetz. As this is a marker to Tosfos on Chav Beis Amud Aleph that learns if you're pasha, even if you didn't light it, it's still ishay misham chitzai. But according to the other Rishonim, how are you going to learn? Zog de Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, Drach has another girsa. Hivira ha'esh. Okay, that helps. But if you look in Rashi and the Namuki Yosef, and it's always good to look in Rashi, Rashi says, we're talking about it here where you were hidlika. Rashi says, Lahedya, we're talking about where you lit the fire. I, it says, nafla dleika. L'chayra the kavana of nafla dleika means I lit the fire. And then, let's say I was lighting the fire, and nafla, it fell from my hand. And that's why it started to spread. It doesn't mean I didn't light it. As what was a diuk for many years, l'chayra, there's a way out of it. Kach is mavur in Rashi, and then Amuke Yosef. Okay. That's in the Ishay Misham Chitzyoy part of its mavur, that after the gate, it has a din of Ishay Misham Amaynoy. Freg the Imre Moshe in Simin Chavtes. When I lit it, there was a gate. As my had Laka wouldn't have made it continue. Now that the gate fell and I was Pesheya, how could you say it's Ishay Mishum Amoinai when it damages past the gate? My had Laka Meikara was only till the gate. It couldn't go past the gate from my had Laka. As had as my original hadlaka be machayev me on past the gate. Oh. See, he has it sad. Maybe it's talking about the gate fell in a ruach mitsuya. As my original hadlaka was klapi the gate. But it's a very big chiddush. The Rishonim don't mention. In fact, the Shita says it fell by Ruach She'enu Mitzuyah. Gates don't usually fall from Ruach Mitzuyahs. If they would, the person wouldn't have built the gate in the first place. That's not a good gate. Hire a new gate company. I mean, obviously, he put it there for a reason, not to fall in a Ruach Mitzuyah. It's a big Echetimsa. Zokr of Nochum and Nimrei Moshe in one Mahalach. Mavur Khan, that the original Hadlaka is a Hadlaka klapi everywhere. There's a gate, there's a Shmira. But if it falls, my Hadlaka is going everywhere. Befrat that I'm Peshaya afterwards and letting it go. But it's a Chiddush. That's the Chiddush you see in the Gemara. Klapi Hadlaka. Number two. The last thing, the last Chiddush we're going to come out with is the Goyim asks a very Gishmaka Shalva. Zog the Goyim. So comes out the Maskana, where is the Ptur Taman by Eish? Only in one case. You lit a fire in your backyard, there was a gate, the gate fell down, and then your Eish was Mazik in Taman. Freg the Goyim, the Mishnah on Samach Aleph says, Tomun Be'esh is Potter. It doesn't say it's talking about such a seer. It's talking about a weird seer. The Mishnah doesn't even mention it. It just says, if you light the H, there's a Ptur Tomun. Void Frek the Goyim, the Pasik. The Pasik says, Kiyavar Eish, and it goes out and it's Hidlik Kama. Kama is Lamayat Tomun. That's what the Pasik is talking about. When you lit it and there's a gate and the gate fell down and the Pasuk just forgot to mention that important piece of detail. And you on your own learning Chumash are going to realize that. How could that be? Asrek the Goyim. A very strong question. Zok the Goyim. This is the Makor of the Rishonim. That they're Mechadish. Lemaskana. The maskana of the Gemara is Ishay Mishum Chitzay is Betziruf Momin also. It really is a hybrid. Ishay Mishum Chitzay is only when it's Mamaynai. And therefore the Ptur of Tamun is by every Esh. The maskana. This is only Ahavamina. As who is the Shita? The Rambam says, "Afal gavti ishoy mishum b'moynoi, hatoyra chivoy mishum chitzoy." Lashon Rambam sounds like it's both. The Goyin is medayikid. V'oid it shitis Rashi. Now, if you look in your Gemaras that we have, this Rashi doesn't exist. However, Rashi ends at the end of the sugya. Avol loshin rishin nearly, and there is no other loshin. In Rashi. Comes along the Marshal and he brings in a girs in Rashi that the Lashon Rishon is Ishoy Mishum Chitzoy is only Betzirif that it's Mamoinoi Gamkein. That's the Lashon Rishon. Lefiza, you'll always be Potter on Taman. And the Mishnah is Kipshutai and the Pasuk is Kipshutai. And everything we learned about Chitzoy without Mamin, everything changes. According to the Maskana. And there's another diik that way. We started the beginning of the sugya. Rashi says, Ishai, my nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lachish, Kasal kedaitach ikabinayu hidlik be'eshel chaveroi. Freg the achroinim, what do you mean kasal kedaitach? The Maskana also. Avol afi this girsin Rashi, it's a kasal kedaitach. The Maskana, everyone holds you need mamaynai. However, this is like such an interesting combination. You have to have Ishay Mishum Chitzay and Ishay Mishum Mamaynai. How does it go together? We learned Ishay Mishum Chitzay, Ishay Mishum Mamaynai. It's two different Londis, it's two different... How do they go together? You'll excuse me, it's Thursday. It's sort of like a tshalin that's going to give you an upset stomach. Like, what kind of a tziruf is that? Ishay Mishum Chitzay, Ishay Mishum Mamaynai. Is it Adam or is it Mamin? How do the two go together? is Be'ez Hashem. We'll leave the Maggid share today. We'll give him the hard job of trying to explain it. And I'm sure he'll do a wonderful job. Be'ez Hashem. For everyone that came early in the morning, Shetei D'lecha, Tzchorcha, Kofol, V'Kiflayim. Niflidik.